Next, what you got to do is ask with conviction. You can only ask with conviction if you're persuaded at the depth of your being. If you're convinced, you're convincing. If you're sold, you can sell. Enthusiasm's last letters are IASM. I am sold myself. And I think this example from our friend Michael Jeffries just nails this point for us. He's putting together a book called America's Greatest Speakers. He called Zig Ziglar and requested an interview with him. Well, his first response was, no, he's too busy. He hasn't got time to do that. So what happened to him, he had to go into his inner knower. He had to get really convinced. And he turned the question around and said, can you imagine a book called America's Greatest Speaker out in the market and Zig Ziglar not be in it? I can't even fathom that. Can you please tell him that I called? I'll get back to you tomorrow. It was a kind of positive attitude, and the fact that he wouldn't take no for an answer, the conviction that he had to be there, and finally, he got a yes.
Another really good tip when you're working on this positive expectation and conviction is imagine that you're about to ask somebody for something that they really desperately want to give you. Imagine, for example, that you need someone to help you move from one apartment to another on a Saturday. And you're going to ask somebody to help you do that. And for most people, it's a real inconvenience. They're going to have to give up their day. It's backbreaking work. And so we know that, and we start to feel like, well, maybe I shouldn't ask this person. I'm going to be an imposition on them. What if you framed it this way? Imagine your friend had just come back, let's say, from a spiritual quest to India, and his spiritual teacher over there had said, you know, you need to find more opportunities and more ways to be of service in the world. Because if you could be of more service in the world, you'd have a greater level of inner peace. And so your friend's just come back, they got off the plane, they're in their apartment, and they're sitting there and they're thinking, gosh, I want to be of service, but I don't know how I go about that. What would I do? Who would I serve? How would I do it? And then the phone rings. And they pick it up, and you're there, and you're saying, hey, I have this wonderful opportunity for you to be of service. I need someone to help me move all my furniture from the apartment I'm moving out of to the one I'm moving in. And they're sitting there going, oh, thank God, that's wonderful. I was looking for a way to be of service, and now you gave me one. It's like when we go back to Rick Gelinas' story, and he asked the president of the airlines, can you give me 2 free tickets to go to that conference out in San Diego? And the president says, absolutely. Thank you for asking. Now, Rick was flabbergasted because he wasn't coming from the ground of being that he really expected to get it as clearly as he did, and I'm sure that shifted for him. But if you can come from that place of they want to give this, they just need someone to ask them, that puts you in an attitude of relaxed asking instead of feeling like you're begging or you're being an imposition on them.
This ground of being that Jack talks about is a little abstract, and I just want to run by an idea with you, and it's totally a think idea, totally an imagination idea. It is where you do your deep breathing, you get into the center of your consciousness, you put your right hand and your palm over your belly button, but now you literally see that there's a tentacle going from you down to the center of the earth and back and holding you. Now you're in a grounded position, and that when you're grounded, you and the subject are one. Your conviction's different. Your ground of being, that energy starts to synchromesh, and it's like whoever's the highest person brings the other person up, or somebody that's an energy sucker brings them down. Same thing here with this conviction. We have a great classical story in our business of one of our favorite speakers walking into a hotel, and they said, well, we don't have a hotel room. Said, well, let me understand that. If the President of the United States walked in here right now, would you have a room for him? Said, well, of course, you know I would. I said, well, he's not coming, so I'll take his room. When you're grounded, you can handle some stuff that you can't normally handle. I get hired by a giant church up in Palo Alto, and we arrive, and it's late at night, and we go out to what turns out to be Holiday Inn. We go in, and a lady smiles as nice as she can. She said, there's no room here. I'm sorry. We're booked. We overdid it. I said, well, what is it you're going to do to upgrade this and make it infinitely better? So she calls around to 2 or 3 other places right in front of me, gets me to the Four Seasons. Now, we go back, pack up this limousine, go down to the Four Seasons, which is downtown. Microsoft's having a party at this place, so I'm telling you, there's heavy metal out in front of this place. And I go, whoa, this is super cool. I mean, there's Ferraris, there's Lamborghinis, there's Rolls Royces. We go in and I go, the worst room here would be better than the best I would have had at the Holiday Inn. So this is cool. Go to the front desk and said, Holiday Inn sent me over here. She said, did they give you a chip? Did they give you a piece of paper? Do you have something? And I said, no, they didn't give me anything. They said, well, then how do we know that you got a room? I said, well, you can call them, approve it. So this little lady starts typing away, goes in, finds out that I've got a room. She says, well, on behalf of myself and the Four Seasons, would it be okay if we give you the presidential suite? And now I get a $4,000 a night room from getting kicked out of the wrong place. I got into the right place that felt right. What's the point? The point is you start with the assumption that you're going to get what you want, or more importantly, something better. Every day in every way, things are getting better and better. Why not assume that your life's going to go well? It won't always go well. It can't always go well. But the point is, if you assume you want this or something better, a lot of times you make that intellectual a space for something better.
You see, if you assume you can't, then you won't try. But if you assume you can, then you go into action. Some people assume they can't get a mortgage because they don't have a good credit history, or they don't have collateral. They can't get a job because they don't have the right kind of training. One of the things that's always interesting for me is I remember I was living in L.A. and it was the day before the Rose Bowl. And all of a sudden, I just decided I wanted to go to the Rose Bowl. And everyone around me said, you can't get tickets to the Rose Bowl one day before the game. That's impossible. I said, I can't believe it. Somebody doesn't have an extra ticket. So we started calling around to ticket brokers. And sure enough, within 1 hour, I had tickets on the 45-yard line, about 10 rows up, took my oldest son with me. We had a great time. It was a fantastic experience. You always have to assume that you can get a discount, assume that you can get the scholarship, assume that you can return it without the sales slip, assume that you can bring the children, assume that you can bring your pets. Whatever it is, make the assumption, because if you assume that, then you'll start going into action. And as Mark said earlier, if you do that, then all kind of miracles start to open up. And all of a sudden, instead of being in a $200 room in a hotel that's not that great, you end up in a presidential suite because you asked. Right now, Mark and I are both in really good rooms in the hotel we're staying in because we both asked for upgrades. Is there an upgrade possible for no extra charge? If you don't ask, you won't get. But if you assume it's possible, then you have the opportunity to get what you want.
And you do that asking with a smile, with joy in your heart. And you got to watch the resonation of the person on the other side of the counter, because every one of them is not going to be tuned in and turned on and resonating at the right level. If they're having a bummed out day and there's three or four opportunities, go into your inner knower and ask, which one of these people can access me to what I want? Now, when we're asking, one of the things you got to do is qualify the client. Can you get to the decision maker? Can you get to Mr. or Ms. Big, or the group that makes that decision? And once you're with that decision maker, you need to turn on all your inner light switches, turn on your resonation. You need to put yourself in that space and place where it's going to work, where you're going to just hit it off instantly and that you're going to resonate and it's going to bounce back and forth. And you see the final decision coming your way.